Well, howdy, everybody. It's Stunker in the Audio number 100 and something or other, probably in the 40s, last check. This is your host. I'm Jeremy Mays, and joining me this week is Mr. Kevin DeFrango. How are you this evening, Kevin?
Why do I feel like
I don't know why I'm talking
like
that.
Like, I just feel like we need romper room music now.
And I see Kevin and Eric to pass out on the couch. Dusty with heroin needles. Jordan, well, who? So, you know. Yeah. So we're actually recording this early, so I'm actually awake for a change doing one of these. So the energy could be high because, as Elise told me before we started, I needed a I'm awful cranky. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll get your crankiness out of your system during this review, especially since
we seem to have lined
ourselves up for talking about TNA a lot.
Yeah. Well, now, it just started. There's this douchebag. I don't think I meant to show you him when you were down here, but there's this old guy douchebag named Jack Roper down here, and they have this 25 days of giving. The television station, he's the weather guy, so that should tell you everything right there, or was. They have the 25 days of Christmas thing where they go and give people, like, gifts for Christmas. Now, these people don't openly ask for this stuff. They're nominated or their names are sent in by, like, family, friends, you know, other community members. Kind of like a, you know, one of those nice gestures that, you know, people make a big deal out of, even though it's how you're supposed to act. And well, he goes and he just acts like a total dick. I mean, he had one black lady was on, and it was like she was poor, and something happened. She didn't have something for her kids or something like that, and he was like, yeah, well, we got this for blah, 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 blah. Oh, thank you. And he was like, well, we'll give this to you for this and this and this, and but just totally talking down to her, like, you know, you should be thanking, like, on bended knee, thanking us, and so it just comes off as total douche. So whenever he's on, I can't stomach the guy. Just can't do it. Well, this time before, as soon as I get home, they're doing one. And this lady's dealing with some sort of pulmonary disease. And, I mean, he presents it as, well, you've got thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. And you've got this, and you've got pulmonary disease, blah, blah, blah. I mean, basically, just almost like he's, like, passive-aggressively berating her for her problems. And then he goes, so, for all this, how about a date spa? And I lost my shit. I was like, wait a minute, this lady's got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical bills, and you're giving her a day at the spa? And he's, like, acting all high and mighty about it. And I was like, what a cocksmoker! I mean, you pay for the bills, motherfucker! You don't give her a fucking spa vacation. Jesus Christ. I mean, he's expecting her to, like, suck his dick for giving her a $25 gift certificate to the number one nail salon down in the strip mall. Jesus Christ, man. And that just kind of set me off. I was like, you've got to be joking. So, yeah, you expected him to whip out, like, a checkbook and go, well, here's the checkbook. Why don't you put the total of your bills on that? We'll take care of them for you. Now, that would have been a fucking story. Now, her getting a fucking pedicure, her hair, her highlights done. Well, good. So when she dies and her hair continues to grow, or her head shrinks, whatever, her hair will still look nice. Jesus Christ. The guy's a fucking cock. There's no way around it. And I know I'm swearing a lot, but the guy just gets me going. It just fucking stinks. Oh. So, all right. So I actually did a purposeful segue there. I did mention fucking stinks. So let's talk about TNA for a little bit. all right. So where to begin? As we were talking before, the timeline of all this was really lost on me. Final resolution was Sunday, right? Or what did you call it? No resolution?
Yeah, no resolution.
Which is fitting. And, all right, so I guess I don't know what story from there do you want to start with? I mean, there's really two, so. I'll let you
well,
decide.
Let's go with the smaller of the two, I suppose, which is Ho-Ho, Samoa Joe,
okay.
Working without a contract there.
Yeah. All right. Well, as Kevin just said, and this is something we haven't really said anything about because I was saving it for an audio. Samoa Joe is apparently working without a contract. His contract expired. And he's basically doing, like, the Christian thing where, and then not in, like, the holier than thou Christian, the Christian Cage, you know, Jay Riso thing, where he decided to work the date even though he's out of contract, you know, trying to be professional about it. Well, as of us recording this, he still doesn't have a contract. And I don't know. I was talking to Dusty about this, and Dusty, I didn't see. We were discussing this at length, and just how I said I couldn't see him going to WWE at all. Now, I may be wrong. Dusty thought I was wrong. And that, you know, WWE could actually take him and utilize him. Eric seems to have the same sentiment, too. So I guess that's a question I didn't ask you on purpose, just so that we could get the real, the you know, initial reaction from you right now. I mean, what do you think, and this is obviously, if you want to do fantasy booking, see, because it seems like he's going to sign with TNA again, but if he doesn't, does WWE sign him? And if they do, is that a good move for him? Besides money,
they don't picture Samoans as anyone but a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I just got a beep on my phone there, and I was wondering what the hell was up. Someone sent a text. I think it was somebody, probably Sean, I'm guessing, since I saw ESPN2. That our alma mater there is playing Florida at 7 o'clock. So.
Oh really? Oh okay.
Yeah. Of course, you know Florida is playing at Kent State.
Are they really?
No. Fuck no.
Oh, I was like, how the hell did they manage that one? Holy shit! All right, sorry about that. So, as you were saying.
But. I don't know. I mean, is the WWE going to be able to have a Samoan in their presence and not have him be an idiot and not paint his face and put dreadlocks on him?
Well, he was, I mean, when his contract was up a while back, he was, I'm almost positive, you know, the amount of research we do for our shows, I was almost positive he was supposed to be the original Umaga. And when they went, that's what they wanted to do, some sort of gimmick with him, so that when they grabbed him, when he went to TNA and signed their term instead, that's when they brought the Umaga character around. Because remember, he's been in WWE, he's been in TNA for a good long while now.
Right. Yeah, so, no, it has been quite some time.
Yeah. It's been over 5-6 years, because Umaga was at WrestleMania 23 and 24, so... I think he was dead after that. I mean, I'll, you know, not trying to joke around, but I think he did die a year after that, though. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he might, well, he would probably, like, most of the Ring of Honor guys have done really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who's washed out. And, like, I mean, even Bourne, for his size, is more than making the most of it before, what was it, torn rotator cuff or something like that? So, you know, him, Punk, and, well, I guess Colt's the only guy that really didn't do anything, but he certainly didn't do him any favors.
Well, that was a classic misuse, too. Giving him what's your dad do?
Accountant.
Yeah, thank you. giving him an accountant's name didn't help. The Scotty Goldman screamed Indy from the second it was announced. And it was like, oh, my God, who the fuck is this guy? So, I mean, he didn't want to give him the name Colt Cabana, and that's fine. But after that, I mean, he was just doing from the name directly. That was my belief. I mean, it is my belief still.
So, well, yeah, and not having him do his strong suit, as in talking, really did not help at all.
Yeah. Well, they gave him those goofy inserts, like the old superstars inserts, like during matches and that. But
yeah.
But it was only, I mean, they gave it to some of the people, but it just seemed hacky. Like, it didn't seem genuine. It was like, okay, let's let this guy go. He's like, well, wait a minute, this isn't going to work at all. Because people are like, who the fuck is this guy? I mean, now I think it would have worked fine. But
yeah,
you know,
well,
like in his defense, he didn't burn any bridges. So.
No, and he, what else? I'm just thinking, I was wondering if Santino came around before him or after him. Like, a role exactly like Santino's would have been perfect.
He might have been before. No, I'm sorry, Santino, they might have actually been about the same time.
Yeah.
One was on one side, one was on the other.
Yeah.
So,
more times than not, the people that they have signed from Ring of Honor have done exceptionally well. So, I mean, I think he would do well, but then they'd stick him with a dumb gimmick. So it's kind of hard to say, like, whether it'd be worth his while. You know, how much would he, and I don't know, like, I still haven't watched enough old Ring of Honor stuff to know how much.
Are you reading it on your phone or something?
Yeah, I keep touching it. Like, I need to keep it a little further away from my head.
Yeah. I know the phone you're on. Trust me, you got to keep it away or the piece of shit will keep doing that the whole time, so.
Yeah. What was I going to say there? What the fuck? Oh, but yeah, he's probably going to be stuck in the, you know, in some type of Wild Samoan look because, well, I think the Usos are getting shit on just simply because they're a tag team.
Yeah.
And they are finally, like, the first set of Samoans not to be wild. But, yeah. You know, I don't know. If you want to make more money, like, and I just still can't believe half these knuckleheads. Because that was a minor thing. But, you know, whatever. Like, you're not going to get anywhere with TNA. I don't even know how you can be that happy with your match quality. Even though I think that all of their athletes are just as good as the ones in the WWE. You know, their storylines are built so shoddily that the matches, in a way, reflect how bad everything's written.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
well,
like, even
I'll
if you have
that,
a, you know, even if you have a good match, it's kind of like it gets lost in the hoopla around it. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'd almost say also, though, that the more hoopla that surrounds a match in TNA, the worse the match is. I mean, is that what you were going for? That's what it always seems to be.
Example
is the Jeff Hardy-Matt Morgan match. I mean, the match sucked because the angle around it was just half-assed and poorly put together.
Yeah,
unless we're getting on a totally different subject now.
No, and you can even look at, like, you know, John Cena let the match play out by itself. Like, he didn't really interfere in his match at all when he was referee, but then Anderson was kind of a big part of that match, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just compare the last two pay-per-view main events.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it made sense why Cena was ref. Like, they had kind of spelled it out for you. But even with Morgan, it was kind of weird that the guy was trying to figure out who to be the ref for the whole thing, and then they finally decided to pick Anderson at the end. Which I thought was a decent way to get, you know, it's kind of like, I guess I like what TNA is doing with him in a way, and I know that we're kind of all over the place here, but fuck it.
That's all right.
Because that's kind of like what the WWE is doing with CM Punk, which is, hey, he's a good talker. We don't really want him in the ring right now because Dopey decided to bash him in the head with a chair. And, you know, you need to get him on TV. So bringing him on the show before the pay-per-view to kind of help hype it up and maybe get, you know, an extra couple of buys because people want to see Mr. Anderson as the ref. Like, in theory, it was a good idea. Unfortunately, in execution, as usual, it was bad.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I mean.
I
like,
know.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're going to keep going. The problem, I just think that all of their storylines are so piss poorly built that even when you end up with a good match, the storyline ends up interfering with it. And, yeah, I think I guess you are right that the more hoopla they have, the worse the match ends up being. So, yeah, I guess they're kind of, it does help to not have any hype in TNA, really, to have a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it doesn't help to have a good match in TNA anyway. Yeah, there was a lot in there. All right. No, I'm not trying to get away from what you said, but the gear back to Samoa Joe.
Okay, yeah.
Well, no, because you made a lot of points, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to do a three-hour show.
No, that's fine. I guess I was just trying to clarify what I was thinking.
Well, I'm trying to stop myself from talking about it. Your point about the CM Punk being announced because he's hurt, and then using Anderson, and then also the Anderson-Cena thing. You're exactly right. The Matt Morgan thing, that totally came. I mean, the entire idea that he's picking a referee because they're trying to build up the Jeff Hardy situation, which this angle has still never made any sense. Just trying to find someone who will help him call it down the line. Well, that wasn't really the case to begin with, so it didn't make any sense that he needed a special referee, especially because there was still interference. I mean, it's TNA, so it's always going to be interference. The whole Ken Anderson being the referee thing was just desperate. And what really, I mean, made me laugh was when he said it probably picked up a couple more buys. Literally, a couple more buys. I don't, because that just goes back to nobody in TNA is a draw. TNA draws as a company, and I use draw very loosely. There's nobody on that roster. You go, I'm getting that pay-per-view to watch that guy.
Hey, right.
I can't wrap my head around that idea that somebody would say, fucking Doug Williams is wrestling? I'm getting that pay-per-view. How much is it? I don't care how much it is. Doug Williams is wrestling. No. And even going with a real example of Kurt Angle, none of these guys have ever made it out of the black hole that TNA creates around people who drew money in WWE. Which, okay, sort of rounds back to Samoa Joe. I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think, if you were to go to WWE, which, again, I don't think you're going to, I think they'd actually do a straight-up gimmick with him. And I'd be curious to see if he would sign over the name Samoa Joe. But I see him being treated legitimately because of the success they had with CM Punk, Daniel Bryan? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan, I'm still not good with that. Daniel Bryan, even with all the ups and downs, they've got a guy, and even with that dumb music, people are still starting to react to him. Giving him the Bellas isn't hurting his case at all either, the Bella twins. Isn't hurting either.
Right.
Evan Bourne was getting over huge because they pulled the rug out from under him. I mean, remember that tag match you had with Cena? People were going crazy for him the next time he was out because of that. And then, of course, he got hurt too, which didn't help. Cabal's been a weird case on SmackDown. I mean, he won NXT, but then they haven't really done too much. But then he gets on pay-per-view as well. So the bust of Cole Cabana or Scotty Goldman, you know, can be overlooked because back then, I don't think CM Punk or any of those guys would have taken off anyway. I mean, and CM Punk was in ECW, I believe, when Cole Cabana was on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. I mean, he was there for at least the first year there in ECW.
So I think the times have changed enough to where, they're going to put him through the ringer and piss off all the, like, the internet people who want to see Samoa Joe, you know, come back from wherever he's been the last few years and come out and be a legitimate threat, you know, a legitimate wrestler, someone you can get behind. I mean, I would hope they wouldn't do some awful gimmick, but I guess because his name's Samoa Joe, they're like, well, he's got to be Samoan then. So, like, well, can't make no fucking sense, but all right.
go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, I think him going to WWE is a pipe dream. He's making good money in TNA, working for TNA this month, apparently for live events, only 1 week this month in Orlando because the rest are putting up their, if they have live events, which I'm trying to look up, so if I keep blanking out, he could be making, you know, prorated, almost the same in WWE, working way more dates for more money, but more travel and wear and tear, than he could be, you know, working in TNA, working a much, much lighter schedule.
I think there's something to that.
I wouldn't bet anything on that. But I mean, especially with the way he's been used, I mean, oh boy, I can't imagine him being happy with anything in TNA. I mean, you can look at WWE and see a lot of opportunities. For advancement. So
that's the one thing I just can't figure. Like, he's got to be happier with or unhappy with that direction there in TNA.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, especially with a youth movement almost full in swing. Oh, you know, it's going to be tough to crack it. And then on top of that, the other thing I thought about is that has anyone from TNA that has been there for any significant time really done anything in the WWE? And Christian, to me, doesn't really count because he was in the WWE for a long time before that. But
the only person...
Chris Harris didn't do anything. Braden Walker. There haven't been that many people, really, that have jumped over from TNA. Oh, Vance Archer and whatever the fuck his name is.
No.
He's canned already.
I'm actually doing something. I'm looking something up on that, actually. And TNA has one event in December. So... I'm almost positive that Monty Brown was actually, I'm almost positive that he, when he was Marcus Corvan, wasn't he at WrestleMania 23 as part of,
ECW?
Yeah, he was part of the New Breed stable.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess he wasn't. Maybe.
Really?
He was part of the New Breed stable, but I don't believe he was actually on WrestleMania 23.
Oh, is that when he decided to go AWOL or whatever the fuck it was? I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, he had some family problems. Yeah. I'm trying to look up to see who all was in here. No, it doesn't say, so I just have to look up WrestleMania 23. And it's just funny because you were at the event, and that's one match I just don't remember.
Well.
I mean, it's one match that doesn't stand out, I should say.
We did not have the 23 was Detroit, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the first one that, yeah.
Yeah, because Texas was 25. Okay,
yeah.
So, anywho, we had some pretty shitty seats there in Detroit.
Yeah, Eric liked them. I did not like them at all. So,
which,
no, actually, Corvan was in that. So, if you want to say a guy made it, would it be Marcus Corvan, Monty Brown? But after that, he was gone pretty quick, and they lost on Mass too. So, you know, but I mean, he got a WrestleMania date out of it, I guess. He got it, and remember, if you want, we was just like Monty Brown was at WrestleMania 23, and Ric Flair was not on it. He was in a preliminary tag team match before the show started.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, but no, I get what you're saying, though. There aren't too many guys from TNA. I mean, CM Punk, but he was in the very early days of TNA and then left for the longest time and then went to WWE after his Ring of Honor stay.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't.
Yep.
I mean, that's a good question for whoever listens. When we get some listener interaction going. So if you can think of something, let us know. So, all right, let's get the hell off Samoa Joe. And let's move into the Jeff Hardy thing, just for shits and giggles. And for anybody who doesn't know.
We definitely do not need to beat this one to death because we've done a pretty good job of beating it to death on the site.
Yeah. Eric and Dusty have been all over this. Other news sources, other news sites have been on this. Jeff Hardy was almost sent home and stripped of the title because he was in no shape to perform. You know, the classic old Shawn Michaels line. Then they decided he was okay after he sloughed it off. So, I don't know. Eric and Dusty think this was an angle. I want to say it was, but if you're, I guess the problem is, the reason I don't think it's an angle is because I still have this lingering, like, faith that TNA's not that stupid to create a story like this to try and drum up last-minute business.
Yeah, I guess that's the one thing to me that makes me think it isn't a work. Is that what does it do for you? Even if it, you know, works, you know, even if it gets you interested, it's like, ooh, what happens in the main event? And it's like, stripping someone of a title at a pay-per-view, and then getting it in a three-way match with, what was it, Jarrett, Morgan, and who the fuck else was what they said?
Jeff Jarrett, Morgan, and Ken Anderson, I believe. They were going to let him wrestle, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, okay, like, I mean, that doesn't do anything more for me, you know? You know, like, whatever options they have, like, saying that Jeff Hardy is not going to wrestle is not going to help me at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, great. Jeff Hardy isn't wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes back to the first thing you said, that they don't, you know, there isn't a single wrestler there in their brand. Like, it does nothing for them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they gave us some fodder for the week. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for drumming up some stuff we can talk about on the site. Yeah, exactly right.
But yeah, I mean, even that, it's like it's not like it got the mainstream publicity or something like that. Like it didn't do anything for them, you know.
But it creates. But all right, if you want to look at it this way, people are talking about them now. You know what I mean? They're getting people to talk about them for all the wrong reasons, but they've got people talking about them. And that seems to be all that really matters to this damn company, is as long as somebody's making mention of them, you know, they'll deal with the publicity. That's what it seems like. Like, they thoroughly believe in the no publicity is bad publicity. I mean, unless your wrestler dies on you, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, I do kind of agree with that, but it's like, it's not real news. Like, they're not pulling off, like, they're not giving the title to The Miz and getting him on TMZ and on ESPN. Like, yeah, it's being talked about, but by, you know, wrestling sites. Like, it's not being talked about by, you know, anybody at large.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think what could backfire is, you know, because Dummy's got his federal trial,
yeah, right,
you know, going for a federal judge. Well, the judge should sure be talking about it. So this isn't something, and this is why I go back and forth with it, which is why I don't think this was a work, because you don't want to put that story out there, even creating a story, when you know this dope has, you know, a trial coming up, or he has to go before a judge again. You don't want to put that shit out there, because that could potentially, I mean, ruin him, or ruin his case, too.
Right.
Because you know it's going to be an act of interest, and this is just more evidence, like, look, and you know how people are. I don't know much about this case. I'm sorry, how it will be presided, is that the word I'm looking for? How it will come to trial, you know? But this could be used as a character, if this is how I think it goes, this could be used as like a character knock on him. Like, look, this guy, we have all these charges, and he's showing up for work all messed up. I mean, I know these are like alleged sources, so I don't know,
right.
I'm talking out of my ass right now. So I'm digging myself a hole and trying to get out, but I'm only digging sideways, so I'm just burying myself even deeper. So I'm just going to stop.
I'm just going to make sure you can fit a pine box in there.
Yeah, shit. The way I'm going, I won't be able to, I won't need one. I'm going to suffocate under that awful rationale. Jesus Christ. So that's where you need to have a bell or a horn or something, or just yell, stop. You aren't making sense. Wow, that was really bad. So, but no, I'm going with it's not a work. I mean, I hope it's not. It just goes back to that faith. A teammate's not that dumb. And I know I can't wait for Dusty to listen to this, and I'm going to get his message tomorrow. Yes, they are. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they could be that dumb, but, well, actually, I think they're that dumb, but, I don't know. I guess it hurts and is painful to be able to try and think that dumb.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, even to me, like, I just rattled off, like, how many reasons why it's not useful and that it's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, I don't know. I guess I can't look at it any other way that says,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to help out. And especially, like, I mean, wasn't the news broken, like, literally, like, when they were getting ready to record it? Like, you know, news that literally, like, a couple of hours before a pay-per-view just isn't going to travel that far.
Yeah. Yeah, But you got to remember, this is a company that is steadfast in trying to work or use the internet, more work the internet, than it is to worry about, like, real customers, real outside customers with actual income that will spend money on it. So I can believe, because they're always trying to put something out there and like, get their name out there. So, I don't know. I don't know how this turned into a discussion about how dumb TNA is, actually. That was not actually the purpose of bringing this up. So it's kind of funny.
Because you're talking about TNA?
Yeah, Well, that's why I was trying to keep it on Jeff Hardy. But,
definitely been hitting the issues more at large here with our TNA talk rather than actually sticking on subject.
So... All right, so with Jeff Hardy, did you read Eric's quick blog earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. He pretty much nailed it. WWE seems, and this goes back to your TNA not making a WWE net, but it's a contrast to this, where WWE guys going to TNA. It seems like they're getting rid of WWE knows and gets rid of them at just the right time. Now,
yeah.
Because I find it, and again, this is that awful little faith pin, I find it impossible that a company who would inherit a star, a big-name star with a big name, can't get over a hump the way TNA does. I mean, they were given Kurt Angle, Booker T, Hulk Hogan still had a big name at the time. Ric Flair just come back out of it. I mean, you have Hogan and Flair, the two biggest names in wrestling ever. Maybe outside of The Rock and Steve Austin. You have to put those in a top five. Those are four of the names.
Yeah.
So, but it just seems impossible to me that TNA is getting people who WWE saw as a legitimate, you know, they had a legitimate purpose. But like WWE got rid of these guys and knew exactly what they were giving away, so they didn't care if these guys showed up again. And I can't remember where I was going with that. You know, I got to stop shotgunning energy drinks before we do these shows. My head is all over the place.
Yeah, I thought about that.
I usually shotgun one before I go to the gym. So, yeah, so, you know, what the fucking ever, TNA thing. Oh, no, this is it. But no, the whole Jeff Hardy thing is WWE, just like Eric said, they knew what they were getting rid of. They had ridden that horse, and they knew it was about to keel over sooner or later. And he's exactly right. I mean, they would have probably loved to keep him around for a while, but
didn't he more refuse to re-sign than decided not to re-sign him, though?
Yeah, well, yes, but you have to look at it this way. If you're the only big-name organization out there, and everyone's going to say, well, Jeff Jarrett will do a different drummer, we all know what that means.
Right.
If they really wanted him, they would have re-signed him and gone, all right, take your 6 months off. But you're under contract, you know, and this is just built into your contract, you come back.
Right.
But they didn't. They didn't even have faith in him enough to send him out on a pay-per-view. They did it on a tape edition of SmackDown. So, I mean, so the case can be made. And, yeah, you know, I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, he didn't want to resign, but there's certain times where you're like, you know what? It's just not worth it. So,
right. Yeah. It does sound like, because, I don't know, maybe they wait till the last minute all the time, but you would think also that, you know, they would have tried to re-sign him earlier than they did.
Yeah. But unless they knew, just garbage in, garbage out. Let's get rid of this guy. You just created us another star who's going to sell merchandise for us, and we don't have to worry about him, you know, making drunk Waffle House videos about the guy you're wrestling, you know, because it's all real. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing, going back to Eric's blog, like, I guess there were a couple of minor points that disagreed on. And the one, I guess, kind of goes hand in hand with the other, is that I really don't mind them turning them heel. Like, I think that's a good time to get people to hate somebody, and they seem to be getting people to hate him quite well. And I do kind of like his new look. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't look at his facial features enough to know how drugged out he is or something. But, I mean, I do like the look that he's kind of been portraying with the kind of Joker-ish look.
Yeah. Well, he's also got a heavy mascara on, too. So.
Well, and I guess that was the next thing I was just saying is it seems like they've said, hey, because this heel persona, you can't paint your face anymore. And maybe that's
part
of it, that has helped out to make him look better is the fact that he's gone back not to painting his face.
No, that's a very good call. You know what? That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. You can actually see his face now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Yep. So, I don't know. Aside from those minor points, well, I guess turning him heel isn't really a minor point, you know?
Well, but, turning him heel, well, That's a whole other topic for a whole different show, because that just speaks to the angle of Hogan and them taking over. So, but, no, I mean, I see both sides of the turning heel, but at the same time, it didn't really matter because you weren't going to sell shit. You were going to sell the exact same with him heel or without him heel, because the people who are going to buy his merchandise don't care. You know there's still plenty of fat chicks all over the place who are buying Hardy gear right now as we speak and as you listen to this. Whatever time of day it is, there's a fat chick in this world just cuddling a Jeff Hardy T-shirt or a Matt Hardy DVD, which I don't think there are any actual Matt Hardy. Well, the Ultimate Insiders, but that was a long time ago. So, all right, so let's get on to Raw so we can wrap this thing up. Which I don't know if we even had a real good discussion about Jeff Hardy, but who fucking cares? You wanted to talk about Raw, particularly about Sheamus. So I'll let you go.
You're gonna throw me right into the deep end. No, I was amused. I guess like I was sitting there and I'm watching it with my girlfriend, and I was like, wow, I kind of like the concept of what they were going with, like not just doing a flat out like king kind of thing where it just looks like a regular crown and a regular, you know, robe.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of dug the concept, but I thought the execution was pretty piss poor. Like, if you're going to go with something red, don't put it where his giant red hair is. Like, because I kind of like the crown type thing with the fangs and whatnot. But it's just like, what the hell? Why not make, because the cape was green with, like, was it green with kind of a silvery amoeba shape on it, which really didn't help either. Like, I didn't quite understand that. I don't know why they just didn't go with something like a Celtic knot. You know, I know that it's such a hard concept to, you know, do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, go with the green crown so that it stands out from his giant red hair. And then go with maybe a red cape or continue the green down the cape. Who gives a shit? Like, you could do double green. And it's not going to be that much of a problem. So, yeah, like, I liked the execution, and then I was amused. I'm reading Twilling did the review there on Pal's site on .net. And he goes, oh, that looks very Irish. And I'm just like, huh? I was like, looks, like, how does that look Irish? Like, what screams Irish about that? Like, aside from, you know, being green. And I went up, and I actually...
If you read comic books, you'd know.
Oh, really?
That's the best I had. No, not really. I don't know.
I guess I should read more comic books than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then I ended up Googling pictures of it. Like, I almost kind of wanted to do an article on it, but there is literally almost nothing that has a crown from Ireland at all. Like, the best that they could do were the English kings that reigned over Ireland, you know, when we were still a colony and soon thereafter.
Yeah.
So what was it? I think it was 1922 that Ireland became like a full republic, and they still had Northern Ireland as part of England. So like Ireland hasn't even been Ireland for all that long. Well, shit. My grandmother was born in Italy almost around the time fucking Ireland started. So. It really wasn't that long ago. But what the fuck? There was something else. And I didn't get around. Like, it might look like some of the more modern art that they do in Ireland, but even that was pretty far, few and far between. Like, that wasn't that big of a scene when I was over there. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but it really doesn't, like I said, like the idea, didn't really like the execution of the outfit there.
I liked it that it wasn't the same horrible, crown and cape. So I was appreciative that they switched it up a little bit to fit the guy. You know, like when
right.
Booker T wore it, it just looked dumb, so he had to go with the whole King Bucka thing. And it just, to me, I liked the fact that it was adjusted. Now, it's not the greatest looking, but he would have looked like a total fucking idiot. Didn't somebody even make fun of that? So if somebody who won or didn't win was like, well, we kind of have to wear that thing or something like that. And I also, the one thing I don't like about, and this goes to his promo, really, the one thing I've never liked about the King of the Ring is when someone goes, I am your king. Like, they turn it into an actual, monarchy.
Yeah.
Like, no, you won the tournament. Don't, and I understand this is for entertainment value. What's that? Still stupid. It's just dumb. But if you win the King of the Ring, then you should be the WWE champion or the world champion. You know, it seems like they try and give it a fake prize. When
right.
Yeah, I won. What it should be is I won the hardest, most prestigious tournament in WWE. And now I'm the king. And now, you know what? That bolsters me to get to that championship belt. That's what. Or championship, they don't say belt anymore. But, you know, that's what that whole thing should be about. Now I'm the top guy, and especially with the Money in the Bank being used, he should be like the top guy to look out for. Not this bullshit with, I am your king and you will pay me respect. No, 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 no. Yeah. It makes the winner seem like a tool. And I understand that he's a heel, but he should be a scary, dominant heel, not a tool. That was my big problem with it.
Well, as long as they don't let it play out any longer, if he doesn't keep wearing the cape and the crown to the ring, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, even if he wants to wear the cape and cowl, that's okay. Because, I mean, it's about time he starts getting a tan. And this isn't, I mean, this is just an aesthetic level. It's time to start moving away from that gimmick. And at least I think it's a gimmick. I can't imagine anyone's actually that pale for real without purposely doing that.
I was going to say, you've seen my coworker Dan, right?
Not that I remember, no.
Whew, yeah. He pretty much matches Sheamus in pastiness.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, no, there are really people that white.
Yeah. All right, well, then Dan needs to do something, too, because that's just creepy. trying to think. No, I don't know. But I think it was a positive. See, I know you didn't like Sheamus winning it. I remember we were talking about that. I didn't mind him winning because it gave him something else. And it also, but a heel on TV normally wins that thing now. So I didn't have too much. I didn't have too much of a problem with it, I guess. So.
Yeah, well, and I guess I'm going to kind of move back on that. Because even if Morrison, I kind of thought the Morrison promo was fairly solid. Like, he kind of seems to be in the John Cena mode where everything's too jokey, and then he gets serious all of a sudden. And it's just kind of like, okay, can't you just cut the shit and just, you know, just be serious? Like, I don't understand what the deal is. Like, his promo would have been a lot better if they would have gotten that part straightened out.
Yeah, and I think that whole thing, maybe I could help Morrison a little, but I agree, it should have been left off, you know. It should have been all serious. It's time for Morrison to make that next jump, finally. And I know, you know, people are going to be all over us about that, but it's just time, you know, to get away from the jokey stuff. I don't know. Morrison's never been the same since he turned face. to me.
No. They haven't really. This is the first thing that they've really given him to sink his teeth into, because their breakup wasn't much of a breakup, really. And nobody kind of gave a shit, really, there at the beginning. Because they were tag team wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
So who gives a shit?
Yeah. Well, but it was also during that, what's it called? The draft, too. So they couldn't really focus on it at all.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I think that might be a problem with him, is they might say, oh, he can be just like Cena. We think he's pretty funny, and he can be serious. So they're going to go with that kind of a mold, although I don't know why you want to do that, honestly, but whatever.
Yeah, I think. I'm trying to think of anything else with Angle, but I don't know. It's like we were talking to what I was trying to get around before was, before we started, was just trying to put my thumb on what was wrong with Raw. It wasn't a standout show to me. It was just okay. It just seemed paint by numbers, with the only thing being the follow-up. That's all they really had was the follow-up, you know?
Yeah, and that was kind of funny, but I guess maybe, and you know what, they pointed something out maybe that I hadn't thought of with the whole Michael Cole situation, is that, you know, he's kind of pointing attention, and he said it himself, like, Jerry, you're trying to point, the spotlight on yourself instead of on the wrestlers, and I'm like, you know what, maybe that's why I'm still kind of annoyed with his character. Like, I think he's gotten better, at least, but he really is trying to draw attention more to himself than he is to the wrestlers. Like, because it was so odd to hear, well, Josh Matthews almost be completely silent the rest of the show.
Yeah.
And here, like, just hearing CM Punk calling the action, I'm just like, oh, you mean you can call the action? Like, and I guess that was the same reaction that I had when JR was on there and he was just ignoring Michael Cole. It's like, yeah, there is wrestling in the ring. Like, we just don't have to sit here and listen to these two idiots, or three idiots, depending upon what show he's on, yammer on and just try and make fun of each other. Like, it's okay and it's good to have personalities out of your announcers, but you know, it seems like when Cole's on, like, he's the focus of, you know, all of the matches, not just one of them. It's all of them. It's just like, you know, it's just, I don't think it's helping out. That was really the biggest thing that I got out of Cole's promo. Like, I don't think he ever described it. The GM, I guess, does a decent job of trying to smooth over storylines they think aren't worth it, and definitely Lawler not winning the belt is not worth anybody's time.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sorry, there was the big angle with, you know, Nexus and blah, 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 blah. But it, I don't know, the whole thing just seems forced, you know? Forced, you know?
It was like one of those. Oh, he wasn't allowed to attack Nexus when he was in Nexus. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I almost forgot. I was sitting there. I'm like, well, why didn't he just do this earlier?
Yeah.
But never mind. That's why he didn't do it earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I don't know. I'm burnt out on Raw already. That's just kind of a nothing show it was.
I'm trying to, I'm going to spin through here. And see.
Yeah, but I did like the Josh Matthews edition instead of Michael Cole, so.
Yeah, well, no, like I said, like, I was like, oh, crap, they're calling matches, like, what the fuck? And, I think it was Keller here, and I meant to mention this, it was hilarious when punk called Daniel Bryan, Brian Daniel. It's just like, I was like, I feel much better about the fact that I make that mistake all the time.
Yes. Oh, another thing, and this is, I guess this is a topic for another show. I was going to say it real quick, and we're getting the hell out of here.
I have one other thing.
Oh, God damn it.
But
all
it
right.
can be quick.
Well, anyways,
it can be quick.
I think it was this week. John Cena threw his wristband at CM Punk, and CM Punk picked up and threw it right back at him. That cracked me up for whatever reason. It cracked my ass up. I was like, this is hilarious. He remembers the same character. That's a good analysis. So that's all I have. The only thing you wanted to bring up.
He was just I liked him a lot better this week than in the previous. What he's been on 2 weeks, 3 weeks now.
But I mean, it's not going to be him calling matches in ROH. So.
But I thought he got in some pretty decent zingers. I think it was official. Jesus Christ, he missed a layup for sakes.
Yeah, I know. They're holding tight, but it's not gonna be. I don't think it's gonna work out.
But I'm glad that the WWE said fuck the tag team division.
Oh,
Like. We don't really need to go any further than that. They just officially said, yeah, no, the tag division sucks. We don't care. Blow me if
yeah. Yep, that's exactly what happened this week. So
that was the one thing. And I'm just spinning through here real quick. And I think that's about it, though, really. Yeah, because the women still suck. And unfortunately, we had the black hole of charisma on every show now also, which I can't thank the WWE enough for.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to leave everybody with this because I, just in case, we'll just start talking about it, I guess, now because we have tickets in the hotel. We are going to WrestleMania this year, so we already have our tickets. But for anyone who's interested in going, the Raw after WrestleMania is going on sale tomorrow / today. There's a pre-sale at 10 a.m. So I just want to give everyone a heads up. And if you want the pre-sale password, feel free to look it up on your own because none of you fuckers helped me out with it. So talk to you guys later.
Okie-doke, grandkids, it is not nearly time to go grab the Sippy Time beer, so I'm going to go grab some Sippy Time water, eat, and go to the gym because, I'm an internet nerd, just like Michael Cole says. I sit at home and do nothing. I suck. I don't play soccer. I don't play volleyball. I don't play softball. I'm a big, giant dork who just sits at his computer and drools on himself and talks about this stuff. Out.